This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Terry McLaurin showed up to practice yesterday. Can we get some poetry snaps, golf claps, or something? Max, I was excited to see him there. Not in pads or anything, not participating, but just out there. Just being a part of the team. Mind you, playing the media game pretty well, too.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Exactly. He, the team, they knew what they were doing. Applause to everybody involved. Terry walks out to practice yesterday, right as it is time for the media to cease any recording. For those that don't know, when we are out there watching practice, the reason that you don't see clips from practice outside of them like stretching is because there are periods where media is allowed to record and periods where we are not allowed to record. Once you hit that period where you're not allowed to record, that's exactly when Terry McLaurin walked out. And that's smart. You got him after practice, so all the footage that you saw was from after practice. As soon as practice ends, it's free reign again. Cameras can come out. You can start recording. You can take pictures. Everything under the sun. You just can't do it during practice. That reasons should be obvious. They don't want you potentially posting anything that could then give them a competitive disadvantage. If you do post something that gives them a competitive disadvantage in that period, it is not good. It's a lot. You get in a lot of trouble. Your outlet, potential fine. Like, it's a whole big thing. You don't want to do it. So Terry walks out after that period is wrapped up. Everybody loses their mind on Twitter, as they should, because, oh my God, he's actually walking out. Most people, I don't think, anticipated that he was going to be practicing, to the point where I don't believe anybody had asked Dan Quinn in the presser prior to practice whether they would see Terry or not. You know, he had said the day before, no more Where's Waldo. This was a very quick game of Where's Waldo. He said it one day, it was over the next day. I thought the game was going to last a lot longer after he said that, but it was over in one day. I'm happy about it. I don't know what this means in terms of a deal. More likely than not, it doesn't mean a ton, but at the very least, he's out there, and we can kind of put at least some of what has happened this offseason behind us. I am not a fool. I understand what, no matter what side of the coin you stand on with the Terry thing, and today's show is not going to be all about Terry McLaurin, I promise. We got some other actual football stuff to get into, including five hot takes for the Commanders season that I'm going to give you at 11:20. I'm looking forward to that. I worked long and hard on these. Most of them are positive, in fact. Actually, all of them are positive. So that's going to be fun to get into at 11:20. You'll want to be around for that. But Terry being out there is, at the very least, all right, he is going to get ready for the season. The expectation is that he is going to play for the season. And then whenever, if the long-term deal gets signed, we are going to forget about most of the back and forth, the conversations, the rhetoric that has been kind of spewed during the offseason. When pen hits paper, when he gets his money and he's back out there playing, everything is going to be fine. So him being out there, though, was at least a step in the right direction, and he is on grass. Cliff Kingsbury said, I want my guys on grass. Terry McLaurin is officially on grass during practice. He had been on grass before, but he was on grass during practice. I was thrilled to see that, Max. I liked it. I wanted to see Terry. I saw Terry. I feel pretty good as we sit here today on Friday. Probably going to see him tomorrow at the game. I think the team learned from the mistake that they made, because they did put whoever decided that the Terry thing was going to be an excused absence, they put Terry in a bad spot. You cannot allow your player to not go to a game. It immediately takes rhetoric, even if it is excused, it immediately takes the rhetoric and forces it on Terry to say selfish. Bad player, selfish. Even if he asks and say, hey, I don't want to do this, you still have to be like, no, you need to be here. You need to be here. We don't want to put you in a bad spot. And in allowing an excused absence, they did, in a sense, put him in a bad spot, because people, if you are concerned about the distraction, you are aware that there are people that are saying some not nice things about him, and allowing him to not come to the game is only going to heighten those things, because it's very natural for people that are not all that locked in with the happenings, which most of us are not, because the two sides more or less have kept everything close to the vest recently, which more on that in a second, but they've kept things close to the vest. You're just going to see Terry's not there. Trey Hendrickson is their selfish player. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair to Terry. So I think the team put him in a bad spot by not allowing him, or by not making him go to the game on Monday. But so I put that caveat in there, right, Max, about how it's been kind of quiet lately. To quote Lil Wayne, real G's move in silence. And as we are in the period where it is quiet, we're not getting a ton of news over the past couple of days about like numbers and this and that. Sprinklings, inklings, yes, but you're not getting a ton of stuff. I am under the belief, this is not a report, I'm under the belief that they are really working now, and that we're going to get something done here. My expectation is that Terry is going to be under a long-term deal by the time the season starts. He's back at practice. He's doing the things. He is handling the things that he can handle. It is now time for the agent and the members of the team, whoever it is that actually does the contracting. You know, Adam Peters is like the head of this, but I don't know that he is the one that's like drafting the contract. They have legal for that. But whoever's drafting these contracts up, I believe that they're locking in here.
Day 813 of believing that they are locking in for this contract.
It's the faith of a mustard seed, and it's not going anywhere. I just need a little bit to believe that it is going to happen, but I believe that they are working towards getting something done, and that once the Ravens game is over, we will just be on to New York, and the cloud that has been above the head of the Commanders and this offseason, that being the Terry extension or lack thereof, is going to be done.
This is the Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdown score all over again.
Pretty much, yes. But so the difference is that this one at least has some sort of backing behind it. Like the Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdown bet that I rode into the ground last year, every single week. And unfortunately, I hooked you on board.
Well,
every single week.
I mean, I thought the same as you. The week that I did not bet it was the week it was going to happen.
As soon as you start doing it, you can't jump off of it. So I bet Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdown, and it didn't work.
It's all right. We're doing Jalen Lane this year. It's going to be great.
But my thought process last year was new receiver.
Yeah.
Surely he's going to, new receiver, not a lot of receivers out there. He's going to score eventually. He's going to score eventually.
Eventually.
And he's going to score eventually. And then he never scored. But at least with Terry, you can say, all right, he's back at practice. The agent has been around. They need him. He needs them. Get the deal done. Like, Jaden had other options. They stopped playing Luke. Like, I wasn't in control of how much they played him. You know, that's not on me. I'll ride this one to the ground. I don't mind that at all. Speaking of Jalen Lane, spoke about him at the end of yesterday's show.
Yes.
Dan Quinn had some positive things to say about Jalen Lane in his press conference.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
I'm very optimistic about how Jalen Lane is going to fit into this offense.
As am I.
With the tools and the skill set that they have. As before the show, I was watching the Chase Daniel YouTube breakdown of the four plays that Washington ran in the Bengals game. Only the four plays. Look, I don't care that he's breaking down like a Josh Johnson. All right. I don't care about that. And he rightfully was like, I'm not going to sit here and break down fourth teamers. It's just not going to happen.
Respectfully.
The first teamers only played four plays. He broke down the four plays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That touchdown that Jaden ran in, nobody got open.
Yep.
Like, it was tough. You could have forced something into potentially Deebo Samuel that maybe falls incomplete. Luke McCaffrey got open after Jaden was like 40 yards past the line of scrimmage, which I think was largely because the defense was like, oh my God, he's 40 yards past the line of scrimmage. We should leave this guy alone and go get him. Nobody got open. It's only one play, sure, but considering that has been like the biggest
gripe,
the biggest issue with what has happened this offseason, not having a true legit number one wide receiver, to then watch the only time that they drop back to pass and not see a single soul open was a little alarming. However, I bring that up to say Jalen Lane wasn't doubled, but there was help over the top. And I think if he's in man on man, he gets open on that play and Jaden finds a touchdown. Cincinnati just happened to have safety help over the top. I think they kind of read what they were trying to do. Jalen Lane was on the far right side to Jaden. You had Trips on one side with Bates out there, Deebo and McCaffrey, and then Jalen Lane was kind of on his own on the other side. So they realized, all right, we're going to take away this half of the field. We have a feeling that the corner route is coming. So they took that one away. But I'm really optimistic to see what he is going to be able to provide for this offense. And I think that's going to be the subject of our poll question today, Max. As you look at the two rookies that we are all very excited about on offense, you have Jalen Lane, you have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
No Ja'Cory Brooks Love, that's crazy.
No Ja'Cory Brooks Love, though we will get to him shortly. But you have those two guys. Which one do you think has a more productive rookie season? Statistically. So that's going to end up, we're going to put that on our poll on our Twitter page at the Team 980 coming up here shortly. You can tweet me at the Denton Day, but we're moving on from the Terry stuff. I know it's been like 6 weeks of this, people. I get it. As frustrated as you are, we are frustrated too. I want to talk about something else.
Anything.
So that's going to be our poll question for the day. Which of the two rookies do you feel like statistically is going to have a more impactful season for Washington? Jalen Lane, who is going to line up at probably to start at wide receiver 4, potentially get to wide receiver 3, depending on the health and availability of either a Noah Brown or a Terry McLaurin, or Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Because the thing that has kind of tripped me up a little bit is that with all of the Brian Robinson stuff and moving on from Brian Robinson, that everybody has just assumed that Bill is going to fit right into that running back 1 slot. And I do think at the end of the season, maybe at the middle point of the season, as the year progresses, it would not stun me if he starts to get the bulk of the carries. But my expectation is that Chris Rodriguez is going to be starting week 1, or he's going to be the first running back to line up there. They are very much going to do running back by committee.
Very much.
Very much. They, and I'm very happy with this, mind you. as much as I would have loved like a significant crazy playmaker, the kind of like a Bijan Robinson, Saquon, Gibbs in Detroit, whoever it is, what we saw last year from the running back position, the front office to me is saying this was a flash in the pan. We understand that the running back position can very much be won by committee. We are not going to look for a guy that we can then shell out $18 million to, $14 million to, $12 million to, whatever it is. Would I have liked them to draft Trayvon Henderson? Yes. Trayvon Henderson, I think he's 16-1 to win Rookie of the Year. I would go ahead and hammer that if I was a gambling man. Wink, wink. But I think because they're going to take this running back by committee approach, that you're not going to have like a true definitive number one running back for the first couple of weeks. But I'm anticipating that Chris Rodriguez is going to get the lean, at least in the early portions of the season, certainly in week one against New York, at that running back spot. To say if he gets 15 carries, maybe Bill gets, you know, 7 to 10, and Chris Rodriguez gets maybe 12 to 15. If they're getting more than that, that means the game against New York has gone really, really well, and they're, like, running the ball down the throat of the Giants, which would be fantastic.
That or Austin Eckler has, something has happened.
Something has happened. I can't imagine. So that's going to be something that I'm going to focus on in week number one. I don't know what Austin Eckler's role is going to be, because last year he was really, really good in spots, but a lot of those spots, while he did have some really good runs, a lot of those spots were being a pass catcher out of the backfield. And like that Philadelphia game was excellent. He was the best offensive player in that game. The first one, which wasn't a good game for the Commanders, but the Thursday night one, he was one of the lone bright spots for Washington. I can't imagine that he's going to have many games where he gets over or between 12 to 15 carries per game. That's why you have Chris Rodriguez and Ja'Cory Kroski-Mara, which, again, that's like this running back by committee approach. If we have three or four guys, if you include McNichols in there, we got three or four guys that we really, really trust. So we're just going to spread this love around. And I bring that up because I do think that's going to impact the numbers, at least in the early portion of the season, for what Ja'Cory Kroski-Mara is going to do. And then Jalen Lane is kind of in that same boat. We saw Luke McCaffrey struggle to get any sort of real reps in the season last year. I don't know if that was just because they really liked Jameson Crowder. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like they had expectations for Luke, and then for whatever the reason was, they just were not fully matched. They didn't fully get hit, so they decided to go in other directions. I'm hoping that Jalen Lane, because of his ability to play wide receiver, his comfortability to play wide receiver, his experience to play wide receiver, not to be a knock on Luke, but he's still very much in the beginning of his career at playing wide receiver, making the transition from quarterback to wide receiver. Not everybody becomes Julian Edelman in that process. He's still very much in the early days of making that transition, whereas Jalen Lane has played wide receiver for a very long time and played wide receiver at a relatively high-level college football program. Virginia Tech isn't like the highest of the highs in the 2020s, but they're a high-level college football program playing against high-level competition on a regular basis. So I pulled Austin Eckler's numbers up from last year. There were two games where he had more than 10 carries. It was the New York game where they won 27-22. That was one of the best, even though statistically Jane's numbers weren't eye-popping. That was like one of the best, oh my God, this guy's a real quarterback, just dicing up a defense. He has them in the palm of their hand games that we've seen. He had 11 carries in that one. Then he had 13 carries in that Pittsburgh game for 44 yards. And in the Pittsburgh game, 42 yards in that game against New York. In the game they lost to Philadelphia, he had two carries, but he had eight receptions for 89 yards. So I think he's going to be much more of that catch the ball out of the backfield back. If he's hovering around, let's just say, we'll say 5 to 9. If Eckler's getting 5 to 9 carries, if Bill is getting anywhere from 7 to 10 carries, and then we'll say Chris Rodriguez is getting anywhere from, let's say, 8 to 12 carries, and then maybe like, you know, McNichols is getting 2 to 4, that's a pretty good split, I would say. Now, I don't know that you'll hit those numbers exactly every single week, but that's a pretty decent split, and it also keeps your guys healthy for the majority of the year, and you're constantly in that mode where you are changing the rhythm of the game, changing the pace of the game, which is what, if you look at a team like Detroit, that's really what they did well last year. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs was awesome, but then the combination of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery completely just changed the pace of the games, and then they took Jahmyr Gibbs out in the divisional game for whatever reason, stopped running it with him. Thank you, Wonder Kid Ben Johnson. And then they threw it with a wide receiver. God, I love that man. I can't wait to see what Roma Dunze's passing numbers look like this year in the great windy city of Chicago. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin. So we're going to put that poll up on our Twitter page. So go to our Twitter at Team980 and vote on that. Which rookie do you think has a more productive season for Washington, Jalen Lane or Jacory Kroski-Merritt? I will give actual answers to that when we get back. Plus, you will not believe what is happening right now in Dallas. If you think this situation is bad, just wait till you hear what's going on there. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show, Dente sitting in on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.